It's Matty Garland, Froz Made. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country and dropping the electropop energy from the previous releases and swapping it in for some lo-fi neo-soul vibes. We have got some brand new stuff coming into 2020 from your girl, Fo. We're catching up with her right now. We're going to chat all about Surrender. Fo, thanks for coming on Oz Made.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, mate, it's so crystal clear to hear your voice over there from Perth, Western Australia. How is everything going over there, Fo?
So good. Probably not on that 5G just yet, so I can't wait to get the crisper 5G sounding. But yeah, going well over here and feeling like I definitely can't complain, especially in comparison to other places right now.
Sure.
Yeah, Perth is so good. We are back to normal almost, doing events and shows again, probably like 85% capacity in venues. And I've just been so busy because we're obviously not getting any sort of outside WA acts in. We're just doing heaps of local gigs.
Good that it's getting back to the new kind of normal and stuff. Gigs are picking up, particularly when you do have the new music out, Fo. Tell us a little bit about Surrender, what it is and how it came about.
Surrender was probably my lockdown anthem, really. It came about so easily and quickly. I wrote it, I reckon, in about half an hour.
Yeah.
It was inspired by just how my relationships, friendship and romantic relationships had become, they were in jeopardy during lockdown because you're sort of realizing when the world stops and you're not rushing to work and you're not rushing to the next thing after work and the gig on Saturday and whatever else, you start to really notice everything around you, like your relationships and the way they make you feel and who you want around you when you're feeling this way, so isolated and not surrendering to the people who wanted me to let them in and to be there for me. And it's been a nice little outlet of the song for me, and I think a lot of people can probably relate.
And it's kind of a little bit different, Fo, from what you are used to and known for doing as well, being that little bit more lo-fi. Was that something that you always wanted to go in the direction of, or it just came about because of lockdown, you had a bit more time to play and think about stuff?
Exactly. I think I've always written my music with the intention to play it live.
Yep.
Being in the current circumstance, I wasn't really needing to write to a party stage dance floor kind of vibe. As soon as it happened, I was like, oh, I need to make more music like this.
Yeah.
It's nice to make stuff that isn't just like for the intention to just sort of be on the stage jumping around.
So we're going to expect a bit more from you in this kind of feel, yeah?
Honestly, I don't think so. I think I'm already ready to start writing for the summer gigs that are coming through in Perth. I think more music like this could definitely be in the works if in a, maybe a bigger piece of work, like an EP.
And when it comes to the future, what gigs have we got lined up, or what do we have to reschedule? Because you're quite well known for doing some big stuff. We've obviously had the Falls Festival. That's going to be very different this year. Groove in the Moo, Laneway Listen Out, and one of my favourites, Post Malone. Like, what the heck? Like, we got to see him last year in Melbourne. And talk about just a person on the stage with some lo-fis, plus those big energetic ones, though, of course. Like, one of the best times of my life.
Right.
Yeah. And you've done some stuff with him.
The rest of the year is just going to be chill local gigs, I think. I've got some stuff lined up in Sydney in January.
Cool.
Honestly, it all just comes down to whether I can go there without having to come back home and quarantine for 2 weeks. Do Brisbane, hopefully Melbourne. I don't know if that's going to be possible. In terms of festivals, I don't even know when we're going to see international acts again. Yeah. Like, I hope to get those support slots again.
Yeah.
That was insane. I'm obsessed with music videos now. That was probably my first legit music video that we did to Surrender. There's one thing to have the song, but then to have a visual to go with it is very cool.
Well, we are looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the future for your girl, Fo, and we're looking forward to playing Surrender. I'm going to do it right now. Fo, thanks so much for joining us here on Oz Made.
Thanks so much for having me, and you hang in there. You're listening to Surrender by your girl, Fo.